Mickey Mouse here. Just want to say fuck you for not voting for me in the Podzilla 1985 poll. You bunch of Jew commie bastards. Now introducing your host, Mr. 100, Shannon Young.
Hey, thanks, Mickey. Hey, Mickey Mouse, everybody. He came in and did that thing. Who would have thought he would have done that? And he did it all by himself because he has nothing left to do because he surely lost the poll against Bugs Bunny. And now he's a worthless piece of shit. Fucking rat bastard. Welcome to Podzilla 1985 After Dark. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host, Jesse Kimball, at the end of the table.
You know, Mickey has so much money at this point. Like, the mouse doesn't even care about, like, losing anything.
It's a pride thing. He lost to that dirty rabbit. That dirty bastard. Lindsay Wolfgang to my right.
Hello.
And then joining us tonight, Mandy's not here, but we got Ethan Craigmiles with us tonight.
Hello. I'm David.
It's not the name you gave me when you came in. All right. So, yeah, in case you guys didn't know, we're going to start the show off by talking about that epic poll that went up on Podzilla 1985 because it's the most voted in poll we've ever had. And the response to it has been one of two camps, either fuck Mickey or I can't believe Mickey's getting destroyed so bad. Because in case you didn't know, Bugs Bunny won the poll
by an enormous amount.
A landslide, 86% to 14%. Mickey Mouse got beat down. And it's kind of embarrassing. The House of Mouse crumbled, and a bunch of rats ran out of it. off a sinking ship is what it is. Disney's dead now. They're done.
Yeah.
There's no more Disney.
Does that mean Looney Tunes is coming back?
What's that?
Does that mean Looney Tunes is
coming
back?
I mean, Looney Tunes has been back. It's just a different art style, and I have yet to truly watch it.
I legitimately didn't know Looney Tunes was back. What are you talking about?
They also didn't know they were back. They've redone it. It's... Everything I've heard about it is good, but I still can't wrap my brain around the art style of it, so I haven't really watched it.
Are you talking about the Slice of Life show or where like
Looney Tunes.
Where Bugs and Daffy are like roommates?
I don't know about.
Okay, that was more like 2013. I could be completely
wrong. No,
you're not thinking about
like...
Perfect Strangers from the 80s?
Yes.
I like that show.
I'm positive.
I'm looking up new Looney Tunes now. I just typed in new Looney Tunes, and I think this is what you're talking about. The art style is a little odd.
It's not terrible, but it's just weird, you know?
Holy shit. Is this a legitimate picture from it?
Hang on. Can
you tell me, is that a legitimate picture? Or is that fan art?
I think that's fan art. Because
it looks really similar to the... This is a real picture of it, holy shit, Porky Pig, you fat fuck. Porky Pig apparently ate the rest of his family. Oh, my God. Jesse, I'm sending you a picture. I'm sending you a picture of a fat pig, and I'm not talking about...
That's legit. No, that's DeviantArt. That is fan art.
Oh, damn. Because
that same picture is from on there.
Well, I mean, it could...
But it's very much in that style of it, though.
It could still be. Jesse, I'm sending this picture. I want you to see how fat... Porky Pig is. And to be fair, I prefer this Porky Pig to the one that was in the Batman comic.
You know, I was expecting a gag. I'm a little disappointed.
There's legit.
Oh, you thought I was going to send you a picture of like, I don't know, who's the fattest person alive? Me?
Well, that's just incorrect.
Are you okay there?
I don't see Oh, there is Porky Pig. Okay, he's not that fat. It's still bad looking.
Yeah, it's weird. It's very much that, I don't even know how to describe it.
I can't masturbate to that.
It's like they tried doing vector art with it, but not quite.
I could try to, but it's not going to work as well, if you know what I mean. Congratulations to Bug Bunny. To Bugs Bunny. I had no doubt you were going to win. I really didn't. I said it in the poll. This is going to be either the hardest one or the easiest one we've ever done. Because I had a feeling that Bugs Bunny was going to smash fucking Mickey Mouse into the dirt.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Mickey, but Bugs is far more entertaining.
I just have a stronger connection to Bugs Bunny because I was a Cartoon Network kid growing up, so... Not really a Disney
kid. I mean, that was Nickelodeon and Saturday morning cartoons when I was little, so... Mm-hmm.
Plus, yeah. I don't think Mickey Mouse ever dabbled. Mickey himself never dabbled into the blatant racism that Bugs Bunny did.
Those were usually the Donald Duck cartoons.
Yeah, that's right.
Donald did do some hardcore racist stuff.
Yeah. But that was just because, like, that my was special DVD people. Set before every single episode is Leonard Maltin up there being like, blah, 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 talk to your kids about times and yada, yada.
But wasn't that just against the Japanese people? I know that sounds bad.
There was all kinds of stuff.
All right, but did
I distinctly remember Donald Duck in blackface at some point.
But did Donald Duck ever play dice with a black kid and take his clothes?
No.
Like, have you never seen that one?
I probably have, because I have seen, like, every Looney Tunes cartoon.
And then gives another one a big old thing of watermelon, and they get super excited about it.
I have seen that, yeah.
Jesus.
Well, it's crazy to think how we used to treat each other. Used to. That's the humor. That's the humor in it right there. We still definitely do that.
People just used to be more okay with it being on TV.
Yeah, now not so much.
Well, it depends on who you ask.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a thin line between what is it's free speech versus, like, what's too offensive. We had a great conversation last night on Pro Wrestling Unscripted about a wrestler named, Adonis, Sam Adonis, I think. And at a show over the weekend, he was cutting a promo. He's a bad guy, and he was cutting a promo, and the crowd wasn't responding to it the way he'd hoped. It's a British crowd. So he started referring to them as, like, faggots and retards and stuff like that.
Ugh.
Yeah, he got a little bit of hot water for it, and then I guess he got blacklisted from the company, and they're not going to use him this summer. And he said, well, you know, I'm sorry, that was my character was saying that, not me. And we had this discussion about what is acceptable and what isn't, and, you know, that kind of stuff. So It was a good show. If you guys, even if you're not a wrestling fan, it's good people listening. That's last night's episode. I'm trying to look up the motherfucker of the week.
Because you've forgotten who it is?
Well, I forgot her name, but I think it's funny. Jesse knows the story I'm talking about.
Does he?
The girl that got pulled over.
Oh, yeah, the thoroughbred.
Yeah.
What?
Say what now?
He'll get there.
Her name is Elizabeth Cutshaw, and she was pulled over in South Carolina for going through a stop sign. And when they
not just going through a stop sign, blowing through a stop sign at 60 miles per hour.
Yes.
Sheesh.
Ugh.
Yeah, she's 32 years old. She's this pretty blonde white girl. And when they pulled her over and she did the breathalyzer, she was at a 0.18%, which I think is...
That's
double,
ridiculous.
Over double the legal limit, yeah. And while she was being arrested, she was trying to talk the police out of arresting her. And some of the reasons she gave was that she was a very clean, thoroughbred white girl. She was a cheerleader and belonged to a sorority. Her partner was a police officer, and she had good grades, was in the National Honor Society, and graduated from a high accredited university. My favorite line from that is that she was a very clean, thoroughbred white girl. And when they asked her what that's supposed to mean, she replied, "You're a cop. You should know what that means."
Oh.
So there are probably worse people out there this week that have done worse things. I know it's Brock Turner got his appeal got declined today.
That's a good
thing. That
which is a good thing.
Yes.
He's still a motherfucker, though. Uh-huh. Yeah. So.
No, we already gave him Motherfucker of the Decade.
Yeah, he won the award. Mm-hmm. It should be named after him, really. But even though a lot of other people have done really terrible things, I just, in my heart, it's this stupid fucking idiot that's like, you are truly the motherfucker of the week, you thoroughbred.
Like, part of me wants to believe that she got to that point where, like, she was completely fucking wasted.
She was hammered.
She was completely hammered. And she was like, all right, I'm going to jail. I can try and get out of it. So basically, this was her Hail Mary.
I was going to say, the little quarterback in her head is like pointing at the play going, go for it. Clock's winding down.
It's like, you're going to jail either way.
And she probably thought to herself, what's the worst that could happen if I fail? It gets released online, and now everybody's calling you a fucking idiot.
Yeah, no, that part she probably was like, oh, shit. No, I didn't think that through.
Maybe
you hammered me.
Maybe I shouldn't have
this
done that.
This is a future me problem.
Right.
This is a sober me problem.
Yeah.
Drunk me's having a great time.
But also, just even giving her that, like, you know, benefit, driving around those speeds, driving around at all hammered, fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That makes you a
seriously.
Motherfucker.
Yes. Yeah, so the humor of it's funny. Of course it is. But the reality of what she did, driving at 60 miles per hour while double the legal limit of drunk, is terrible.
It could have gone a lot worse.
Yeah, people could have died. We know people that have lost people to drunk drivers.
Especially, like, there is no area where there's a stop sign. I can't think of any place I've ever been.
That has a speed limit like that.
Yeah, where there's been a stop sign where the speed limit is
60?
Above 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I will see stop signs on roads at 40 miles per hour. I don't think I've ever seen a stop sign anything higher.
And usually you have enough visibility, you see it far enough down to be right. slowing down before like, you get to it.
I've seen traffic lights at that speed and higher.
To be fair, she is white.
Oh my god.
So
so like just think about
she went
like
to a great university.
You're sitting there like she's you're very sitting clean. There at a four-way stop and you see this car way off in the distance. You're like, "All right, no, I'm good to go." Turns out she's going 60, T-bone. Just bam.
If you're lucky, T-bone.
Yeah.
Like, it hit right in the middle of the T, or to the left a little bit, so it smashes right into your driver's side and kills you and whoever you're with. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. yeah, it's shitty. Like,
can we not talk about car accidents right now, please?
We're not. We're talking about a drunk driver.
It still leads to car accidents. Can we move on?
Sometimes it leads to arrests.
It's bad.
Don't drink and drive.
It's pretty bad.
Ever. Be responsible.
Yeah.
Why wear so a seatbelt.
Because I am.
You know,
if I would quit having little, like, flashes to my accident and flashes of people running out in front of my car whenever I'm driving.
Resisting the urge to go full force on her for no reason.
Go right on ahead. Bring
it. No, I don't want to.
This PTSD is a real thing.
It yep. is. mm-hmm. It is. I wish I could understand.
I don't enjoy these feelings whatsoever.
The only thing, or you know the only PTSD I've ever had, legitimately, and it's the stupidest thing, is lightning and thunder. Because when I was younger, I got in a fight with my brother, and I left the house, and I walked, you know, I used to live on that old dirt road. Jesse, you've seen it, that old yeah. dirt road. And it's this long dirt road with no houses around for so long. And I walk out, not realizing there was a thunderstorm coming. And then as I'm coming back, there's this gigantic thunderstorm, and the lightning is real, and there's nothing around. So I'm, like, in the middle of nowhere. And as I'm, like, running back home, lightning strikes not too far away from me, so loud and so bright that it blinds me for a second. And for a good 2-3 years after that, every time it would storm mm-hmm. and I would see lightning, I froze. We were working at Stephen Berry's once, and we went to Taco Bell to get lunch, and we had to walk back to our car, which was in the parking lot, and I would not leave the restaurant because I was so scared of the lightning. So that's the only time I can ever recall having PTSD, and if that's any indication of what you're feeling, that's why I don't want to make fun of you. Mm-hmm. But I do. just because I'm that kind of asshole.
I was just going to say, like, Snowflake. Shannon's actually being very compassionate and understanding, but
some people will tell you that I'm a very compassionate and understanding person, Ethan.
Yeah. And then he calls people snowflakes.
Snowflake, liberal, libtard.
God damn it. Please stop this bit. I can't take it.
Go back over there to your free healthcare and your
socialist. Dude, this week was election week. I've been around way too much of this already. I can't handle anymore. I just...
MAGA.
No.
All right.
We'll move
on. Tonight we're going to have a very pointed show. We're going to talk about the news coming out of the Nintendo Direct this week. We're cutting this. Fuck. I got my mic so close to me it almost fell into my lap.
You okay there?
I'm good. Before Nerd Up, because I'm afraid that I wouldn't be able to be on Nerd Up, and I really want to talk about this because some things happened that I'm very excited about, and plus we can say it on this show with curse words. And
that's
it's proven that the shows we curse on are always more popular because our fans are trash.
Woo!
We love them.
They are garbage bags of the highest order.
Easy. I love you all. Thank you.
Especially you, Zane. You are a dripping garbage bag filled. I love Zane Laney. I love him.
Why?
That's one way to lose fans is to call them garbage.
If he's not smiling right now, then I'll eat my hat.
You're not wearing.
You don't have a hat.
That's how confident I am that he's smiling right now.
If he's not, you'll have to go.
I think the only hat you have that fits you is either a beanie or your cowboy hat.
I don't wear the cowboy hat anymore. I get too many looks, and not the good looks. Not the wow, look at that cowboy. It's more of the what is he one of the cows of Moo Mesa?
How have you been on this Moo Mesa kick lately?
No. Jesse, tell everybody what happened on Nintendo Direct, the big news we got.
Oh, we got a Smash Direct, so we got some more information about Smash Ultimate.
Before you do, I want to tell other people this is going to be a very Smash-heavy show, but they also released footage today from Red Dead Redemption 2, actual gameplay footage and explaining the game. Go watch that. It's on YouTube. It's on our Gaming Grounds Facebook. It is incredible. Shit, stop hitting things. All right, go ahead. I'm done.
We wonder how shit gets broken. But anyway...
Stroking it.
So we got a Smash Direct, and the very first thing they give us, just right out of the gate, they give us two new characters.
Yeah.
And we're getting the Belmonts, Simon and Richter.
Yes.
Which
I love it.
I woke up and the first thing I saw was a message from Ethan that, so you know when you turn your phone on, you get the message, you just see the first part of it. Mm-hmm. And it said, you've probably already heard this, but, and I froze up. I really thought like, oh, what went wrong? Something bad happened. Because I only get messages when someone's like, hey, did you hear who died? No.
Not yet.
So I open it up and then it's a, unfortunately, it was spoiled because the link said Simon Belmont joined Smash. But I thought it was fake at first because I was like, no way. There's no way. I watched the video. I was super giddy about it. But there are a couple things I didn't like. But
yeah, either way, like Simon and Richter, that's pretty cool. The whip system looks really, really neat.
And how, like, is that not, how is that not the main reveal? Like, I get King K. Rool was the other, was the big one. How the fuck is King K. Rool bigger than the Belmonts?
Probably because King K. Rool's been asked about longer. That's but true. It had the same problem with Ridley. Like you know, Nintendo just kind of said, oh, he's too big. Can't put him in a game.
So they shrunk him down.
So yeah, they shrunk him and Ridley.
It's especially weird to see Ridley when you have, like, I think there's a level with Kraid in the background. And and Ridley were always, like, kind of partners. And Kraid is gigantic, and Ridley's this little bitty pterodactyl now.
Well, they've had Ridley in other Smash Brothers games, if I remember right. Like,
he was a boss in one of the games, yeah.
Yeah, and he was huge. And, I mean, Ridley's been huge in the game. But if you look at it by that logic, Bowser in the past has also been huge. Like, he wasn't small until they put him in a Mario Kart.
Bowser's size, like, fluctuates with every Mario game. Yeah,
he was small in Mario 1.
No, yeah, I guess that's true.
That's, to be fair, but past that, there's those other ones where he's just a giant Godzilla-like dinosaur.
And, yeah, I was about to say, you think back to, like, Mario 64.
Yeah, he was huge.
Gigantic. Yeah. But, yeah. No, yeah, I did forget about the classic Mario games, and my brain just went straight to Mario 64.
3D Marios.
Yeah. And I think even in Mario 3, he was bigger, wasn't he?
Well, he was in the clown car, so it was hard to tell.
Oh, that's fair.
Wasn't he?
That was in World.
What was he in 3? Oh, three was the one where he jumped up and bounced down the blocks. He was still big, but he wasn't big.
Yeah. He wasn't colossal. Right. That was actually about an accurate representation between, like, with their size difference in Smash Brothers, I think.
Yeah,
no, we got that. We got two new Echo characters. Ethan's fine.
It doesn't bother anyone anymore. Yeah, no, we're good.
Okay.
It's been a while. He's going to unplug the tractor.
Force a habit.
Yeah, no, I still get that feeling of, like, I keep waiting for it to start making really loud noises.
It's going to get louder.
But it just doesn't. Thank you, Trevor.
Before you start talking about those other Echo Fighters, let's go back to Castlevania for a second, because that, to me, was the most exciting part of it. As a Castlevania fan, a long-time Castlevania fan.
And I'm pretty sure that was, I don't remember which Castlevania character you picked, but, like, we did an episode of this show. Yeah, where it's like characters we'd like to see in Smash
Brothers. Simon Belmont.
Yeah.
Oh, was Simon?
Yeah,
okay.
Simon Belmont, because Simon Belmont is, like, he's not my favorite Belmont, but he's the classic one, especially for Nintendo, because he starred in 1, 2, and Super.
Yes.
The only one that he wasn't in was 3, because that was Trevor, that's what they're basing the anime on. Mm-hmm. And then he wasn't in Dracula X, which was Richter, which is also in the game.
Right.
And that's one of the problems I have with it, was the Richter that's in the game is not the Richter I wanted. He's the Richter from the first game, Rondo of Blood. He's not the Richter from Symphony of the Night. Because Symphony of the Night Richter, at least in the Saturn version, had long brown hair and a trench coat. And he just looked badass.
And this one looks like he's trying to be Ryu.
Yeah, this is the Rondo of Blood one. Which is still cool, but it was a little pet peeve. But here's the cool things about it. You have Dracula's Castle, which is going to be the only stage I play on. Because there's 34 Castlevania songs for that one stage.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Which is crazy.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Because there's one thing that Castlevania is known for other than its tight gameplay and cool characters is amazing music. Mm-hmm. So 34 tracks for that one stage. And you also have the bosses from other Castlevania games will appear in the stage randomly, including the werewolf, Frankenstein's monster with the little Igor. Dracula himself will appear at some point for some reason. And it's straight up the fight from, like, Symphony of the Night where he has the cape open and the fireballs fly out of it. It's just so cool. There's so much love for Castlevania in this.
Oh, and they added Alucard as a support.
I was going to say, when I actually jumped into the Direct, they were showing off Alucard, and my mind was like, whoa, they put Alucard in the game? And then I realized he was a assist trophy. Yeah, which is fine, but at the same time, I was a little heartbroken.
I'm honestly surprised they didn't put Alucard in, because he's very much the popular character in the same way that, like,
I was thinking the same.
Cloud is the popular Final Fantasy character.
But I guess they really did want to go with just Castlevania 1.
Which they should, and because...
So the design of Simon Belmont was a good choice.
Yeah, they went with the original design.
They have, like, so many different iterations of him.
There's three in particular that I remember. There's the original one, which is what they went with for the most part, the barbarian look. Mm. There is the Castlevania Chronicles one, where he has pink hair. For some reason, and a black like fur tunic, and then there's the bullshit, stupid Castlevania Judgment version, which was drawn by the dude that did Death Note. So he looks like Light Yagami, but with like, I'll show you a picture real quick. It's bad. It was the worst Castlevania. Ethan, you talk for a second.
Oh my god, that Castlevania game. I'm glad they went with the like classic design and didn't try to make them all anime-ish.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, because it doesn't need to be more anime. All right, Lindsay, look at
this. They have enough anime characters in it.
Correct.
This was him. Yeah.
I remember those.
It doesn't look that bad. It's super edgelord.
It's super edgelord and it's super anime compared to his original look from like the original Nintendo game. And even up to Super Nintendo, Super Castlevania 4. It was just...
Shannon, was that art like for the for Super Castlevania? And I guess the original, was that done... in the West, or was that...
No, it was still...
Was that, like, drawn it was still by a Western artist?
No, I believe it was still an Eastern artist, but they didn't switch over to an anime-influenced style until Symphony of the Night. Symphony of the Night, they really hit the anime influence hard, and then beyond that, all the DS games and Game Boy Advance games were just... But it was well-drawn anime. Like, it was really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was pretty.
And it wasn't until Dawn of Sorrow on the DS where they switched over to, like, just generic anime-looking... And they finally came back after a point, but yeah, there for a while it just looked like Senpai-Con or whatever it is that we have a poster for over there. Yeah. All right, but enough about Castlevania. I can't sit here and dwell on Castlevania the whole time, even though that's all I care about. And I dare you to find me playing a different character as long as I don't suck at them.
Yeah, no, whenever I saw that I was like, oh, Shannon will never do any cool comps with me ever again. It's just gonna be Simon Belmont and whatever I pick.
I was you better get used to
We could do Simon and Richter.
Yeah.
Richter and Simon. We could bring back the old Captain N gang.
I was going to say, like, they're really giving the...
Simon and Pit.
Simon
they got Simon, Pit, Mega Man.
Samus was in a episode.
Yeah. Which, Link Zelda were in a couple episodes.
So now all we need is Captain N as a playable character. That would be awesome.
That really would.
Nintendo. No, don't shake your head, Jesse.
He could have the power glove and the zapper.
I mean, that's really cool and all, but there are certain things about that show that I cannot overlook.
Yeah, Simon Belmont.
That was pretty bad.
You could have just said the show.
Mother Brain was the first thing.
Oh, you mean
thing.
The sassy black brain in a jar?
What are
you talking about, Jesse?
Look here, Samus. That was clearly voiced by a man.
Right. A man doing their best impersonation of disapproving Mammy.
I was actually going to say, it kind of reminds me of the plant from the...
Little Shop of Horrors?
Yeah. I think it was the same guy.
It was just terrible. It was terrible. We got other news coming out of that Nintendo Direct. I'll address to Jesse.
The one part that I'm kind of excited about is I get another Fire Emblem character.
Okay, well, forget it. Never mind. I'm taking it away from you.
Motherfucker, you will shut your damn mouth. We got a couple of new Echo characters. We got Dark Samus.
Which is cool.
Which, by the way, makes the first and only playable character in Smash Bros., the franchise history, from the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
Dark Samus was created in the U.S., so... Yeah,
oh, that's correct. I believe you, because I'm not going to check that math.
That's fair.
I'm not going through every one of those characters.
No, every other character was created either in Japan or Europe, so... Or the U.K., I guess. But anyway.
Huh.
See, we got Dark Samus.
USA.
And then we got Crom as an echo for Roy, which I'm actually a little disappointed. I thought that he was going to be an echo for Ike because I saw him use Ether, which is like he throws the sword up in the air and then he jumps up to catch it. I was really disappointed when I found out it was an echo of Roy.
I actually thought it was an echo of Lucina because,
Lucina's an echo of Marth. So.
Yeah, that's true.
There was
it's
a great
just, in the trailer. They showed her off.
They showed all of the Fire Emblem characters off with Crom.
Sorry, Shannon, go ahead.
Oh no, I was gonna say there was a great Kotaku article that said the headline was just attention. There are too many goddamn Fire Emblem characters in Smash Brothers.
I mean, Fire Emblem got just, after Awakening, that game just got dumb amounts of popular.
Yeah.
And I love it.
I mean, it's like, I don't want to see Smash Brothers turn into just Fire Emblem fan service, which it's not, but Acer brought up the point that 10% of the roster is Fire Emblem at this point.
How many?
And almost all of them are just swordsmen.
I mean, like, more than that is Mario.
I was going to say, like, how many Mario reps are there?
Actually, I'm kind of curious about that. Mario, Luigi, Peach. We count the Echoes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if we're counting them for...
Fire Emblem, yeah.
Mario, Luigi, Peach, Doc Mario, Daisy, Bowser, Yoshi.
Toad.
Nah,
Toad's not in the game.
He's
not?
Well, he's under Princess Peach's skirt.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Figure that out.
As
Wallet, Wario.
Wario.
Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong?
Nah, that's, I count them Donkey as Donkey Kong.
Yeah. I mean, because they started in, like, Mario. Well, I guess Mario was
technically
in
started
Kong.
In Donkey
yeah.
Kong.
Yeah.
Who else is from Mushroom Kingdom?
I think that's
Rosalina.
It. Rosalina. Rosalina.
Yeah, Rosalina and Luma.
You get Bowser Jr.
Bowser Jr.
Yeah, so no, Mario definitely has more. And granted, that's a bigger franchise than Nintendo.
So 10 characters from Mario.
I mean, you can go the Pokemon aspect with that too, then, if you're doing that.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not going to jump on the Fire Emblem hate train too much because I really don't care. Like, it's not like they didn't put Simon Belmont in the game.
Mm-hmm.
If they would have put out a press release saying, yeah, we really wanted to include Simon Belmont, but we needed a clear space for another Fire Emblem character, then I would complain more. Then I would write letters.
How I look
then I'd
at
be
it,
on America's Most Wanted.
I was going to say how I look at it. I'm just pleased with how the roster is currently. I mean, just having everybody back is a big enough deal for me.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm just like, great. You know, you can stop, but I wouldn't mind
but
if
don't,
you keep
yeah,
going.
Keep going.
You're giving me too many choices. I don't know what to do anymore.
But there really are, because not only does the game have over 70 characters now, every character from Smash Brothers, plus, so far, all the new characters announced, if I remember correctly, the Inkling girl and
yes.
boy, you know, the Inklings, two Belmonts, King K. Rool, Dark Samus, Crom, and I think
and
that's...
Daisy.
And
oh, Daisy.
Daisy.
I guess that's 11.
So there's 7 new characters that we have already for the new game,
yep.
plus every other character that ever existed. The game is shaping up to be insane. There's over 800 songs in the game.
Mm-hmm.
There's over 100 stages. Now you have the ability to morph stages. You can go from one stage to another. Like, this game, I don't think I'm ever going to stop playing this game. Watch it. Watch there be something. Watch there be something.
By the way, we brought tripping back.
Yeah.
That mystery mode, you were wondering what it was?
It's
if
tripping.
It was story mode? Yeah, it's just trip mode.
It's and there's no way to disable it.
What,
it's, you just go into it, it increases the amount of tripping.
It's gonna be one of those things where, like, there's a bad slowdown in the game. There's going to be something that will ruin it. Like, you'll be playing, and if there's more than 4 players on the screen or more than 3 players on the screen, whenever you do a special attack, there's a slight slowdown, and it's going to be like, oh my god, you've ruined Smash Brothers.
I mean, I feel like if...
You've broken the game.
If the Wii U could handle it, I'm certain the Switch can.
Oh, yeah.
There is slowdown, though. Did you see it?
Mm-mm.
It's only when they morph stages, but after the stage morphs for about 3 seconds, there's a point where the characters all move slower, and then when the stage finishes, it goes back to normal.
I could say that could be intentional, or it's still a work in progress.
That's what I'm hoping, is that it's like a beta thing, and they're not finished yet, so they'll have it fixed. Because I also want to believe that Nintendo would not release a Smash Brothers with slowdown.
But at the same time, like the stage
Brawl
morph thing...
online.
Honestly, probably won't mess with it much outside of, like, the occasional party game. Like, if we're ever playing it all here together just having fun, then I could see us using the stage morph.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But in general, I imagine we're just going to be doing a lot of, like, Battlefield and Omega stages.
Well.
Yeah.
You guys will. Yeah, you can do
We will be in on the other corner having Pokemon battles.
But you can do Omega stages on any stage now.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
I mean, you could always do Omega. Battlefield is the
Battlefield.
New one.
Battlefield, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's really, really cool. And honestly, and they also had the feature where you could turn off stage hazards.
Yeah.
So you can play, like, the Mega Man stage
we
without,
always
like,
just,
Blinky.
Yeah.
Whatever his
the
name
yellow
is.
Yellow something.
Yeah.
We could always just play the Castlevania stage, Shannon.
Over and over again.
Yeah.
And it can morph it into the other
yeah,
Castlevania
you could
stage.
Do Castlevania Final Destination. You could do Castlevania Battlefield.
I'm super excited they brought back the stage I wanted the most was Mario Brothers from the original 64 version.
Oh, yeah.
And in the preview there, when they showed the stage select screen, if you look up at the top right corner, it's there. I was so happy to see that because that was going to be my one thing where it's like, they gave me all this shit, but not this one little thing. And that has ruined my experience for the rest of my life.
And it even has like the classic graphics on it.
It does.
Like all of the old classic stages have the classic looks to them,
which is cool and also shitty. You know, because it's when you see what they did with the Melee stage, where it's so pretty.
They overhauled it.
Yeah, yeah. They overhauled Fountain of Dreams.
But then I saw that they had the Lindsay. What was the name of the stage from the first Pokemon or the first Smash Brothers? Where it's like a radio tower, a TV tower, or something like that in Saffron City, maybe.
Maybe
you know what I'm talking about.
I mean, yes. I didn't Vaguely. Have a game system to play the original Smash on, so I played it like twice.
Well, that stage, I was excited to show it to Lindsay, and then I saw that it looked exactly the same, pixels and all, and I went, ooh.
I mean, they pitched it like a feature, and like for some of them, it looks neat. Like Dreamland looks really neat. But yeah, I didn't see it on many of the stages, so yeah, we'll see.
It's a weird feature where the feature is basically that it looks worse. It's like, yeah, we downgraded the graphics as a feature. Is that a feature?
Is that a feature? Did you guys get a little lazy with it?
I don't know if I want that feature. And then, of course, King K. Rool.
I was happy about
that. I loved how they did that announcement, yes, if I did nothing too. Else. I just, because you know me, I love me some DDD. And
and he was just being the biggest asshole.
And I just love like the crying laughter. Yeah.
My thing was that like, I'm like, oh my God, are they actually going to announce DDD? Or DDD? They did.
Yeah.
I was like, are they going to announce King K. Rool? And they did that like fake out, and I'm like, oh, it's going to be a Dixie Echo. Right. And then they showed King K. Rool, and I was really just happy.
I could actually still see them putting Dixie in. Calvin seems to think they're going to put Shadow the Hedgehog in as a Echo for Sonic, which
I'd
is...
I'd take it.
I wouldn't. Keep him.
Would you rather have Big the Cat?
I'd rather have Knuckles.
That's yes. also true.
Why is Knuckles an assist trophy and not an Echo for Sonic? That's just... My God. Instead, they're going to put fucking Kevin in there or Dylan the Hedgehog.
Chronic the Ledge Frog. No,
what was the one we posted? Was it Dalton the Hedgehog?
Dalton the Hedgehog.
Got posted a lot.
With the giant dick. And then I put Dalton's face on it and put it on the internet. I can't do that anymore.
That was really funny.
Those were the days. And by the end of it, I just really wanted them to release Smash Brothers now.
Yeah, but we still have to wait until December.
It's not too far off.
You'll have Red Dead in October. That will distract you.
And I'll have Spider-Man in September.
Right. And at some point, I'll have Dark Souls on Switch. Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, someday.
Maybe.
Are you getting Call of Duty?
No. This is the one that I'm not going to fall for.
But you say that every time.
Yeah, and there's a chance that I'll fall for it again. But as of right now, no. There's nothing that they've shown me that makes me go, oh, I want to play that. They brought back the specialist, which I hate. Like, I don't like being specific named characters. I want to...
I thought you did like the... you liked the Annihilator a lot in Black Ops 3, didn't you?
I don't remember. I liked... The one that I really liked is still in the game. The Asian girl. I forget her name.
Yeah, the Annihilator. The one with the pistol. Yeah. The one-shot kill.
It basically turns into the golden gun from Destiny.
Yeah.
Right. She's still in it, which is cool, but I don't know. Like, I'll watch you guys play it, and I'll make my decision, but I don't think I'm going to get it. Does Battlefield come out this year as well?
Yeah. Battlefield V.
And that's World War II, right?
If I remember correctly. I think so.
I'm more excited about that, even though
well,
I'm terrible about it.
It's World War II, but it's like an Elseworlds World War II. Because, I don't know, there's some stuff in there about, like, a woman with an advanced prosthetic or something. I don't remember.
I think it's like an alternative fictional history type.
Alternative facts.
It's an alternative world, like alternative reality World War II. It's not our World War II.
See, I did not know that. I thought it was just a historical. Because I just want to play it.
I haven't really looked into it much. I just know I heard there was a big like bunch of people complaining about this woman with an advanced looking prosthesis in World War II, and I'm gonna say I haven't cared about a Battlefield since Battlefield 2 on the PC.
Battlefield 4 was really good. No, it wasn't. Yeah, it was.
That's a lot of people liked
Battlefield
4.
1. That was the one that really changed the game up.
A lot of people like Battlefield 1 too. I didn't. But a lot of people did.
I liked it, except for the fact that I'm terrible at Battlefield games. I don't know why. Like, I just can't. It's like Fortnite. I just can't shoot. I'm aiming at people, but nothing's happening.
Yeah,
I hate Fortnite.
I feel the same way in a lot of the newer Battlefield games where I just... And I'm sure once I got... Like, either of us, once we got used to the weapon system, it would be fine. But it's just...
We just want to play Black Ops, the first one.
Yeah.
Remastered.
Please.
Over and over again.
You remastered Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
In fairness, Infinity Ward did that. Or Activision, I guess. Activision should redo Black Ops.
Yes. Because what was the team that made them?
Black Ops?
Yeah, because
Treyarch.
Treyarch, that's the one. Yeah, fucking Treyarch. Fuck them. Also, why don't we have any World of Warcraft characters in Smash Brothers?
Because it's a different, I don't know.
Blizzard and Nintendo don't get along yet?
Imagine if they put in a character from World of Warcraft.
I want a Murloc assist.
And they had also announced that World of Warcraft's coming to the Switch.
I don't know that it could handle that.
I mean, yes.
I mean, the Switch could definitely handle World of Warcraft.
Maybe on a lower setting, but...
It's just, the problem is, like, trying to put World of Warcraft on anything else. It needs a mouse and keyboard. There are too many things for a controller to really do it.
Plus, I just realized the Switch is not a touchscreen, is it?
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Fucking problem solved.
Man, you just hit your...
You can just touch stuff.
I was going to say, like, skills. I always thought it'd be neat Blizzard put Hearthstone on Switch.
I actually think they will at some point because that's easy to port. It's already on every device. Yeah. Jesse's actually playing it right now on his bottle of of his bottle of water. Crazy graphics. All right, let's talk about the topic of the night. We got a top five for you guys, and it's going to be our five favorite Smash Brothers characters. We're keeping the Smash love going. We're going to go one by one and explain why. Lindsay, the rule was she cannot pick five different colors of Kirby. So she had to come up with something else.
Aww. She's got Pokemon to choose.
She does have Pokemon to choose.
I mean, I literally play three characters.
That's why this list is going to be hard for her. I think it's going to be easy. I've got my five. You have your five?
I do not, but...
I'll make it happen.
Literally had all hour.
I know, but we were talking about a variety of subjects.
Ethan is not good at multitasking.
Well, we'll start with Jesse. That way you're last.
Okay.
So you have time. Start typing them in your little phone there, bitch. And we'll get this going. Jesse, start us off.
You have the same kind of phone.
Fucking
I'm
going to
start
out
with Marth.
Starting with Fire Emblem.
Yeah, I mean, I have to. Like, that was back in Melee. Marth was just, he was my go-to guy. I played a lot of Marth. Jake played a lot of Roy. And it was just, yeah, he was one of my favorite characters to play. He was so much fun.
And that was before Fire Emblem really hit it big in America, right?
Yeah,
it was
definitely.
Kind of an introduction to the series for a lot of people.
Marth and Roy were the first Fire Emblem characters to hit a U.S. game. Because we didn't get an actual Fire Emblem game until... I think 2 years after Melee came out.
It was for the Game Boy
Advance. Yeah, it was for the Game Boy Advance. It was because it's Fire Emblem 6. Mm. No, 7. Fire Emblem 7. The 7th game in the franchise was the first game that hit the U.S. And yeah, we got like Marth and Roy, which were from... Marth is from the first Fire Emblem. Roy is from Fire Emblem 6. And yeah... Those are the first ones we got in the U.S.
Does anybody have any Xenoblade Chronicles characters on their list?
There's only one.
Exactly.
No.
Apparently that's him right there. Shulk's calling me. Fuck him. I liked Marth, too. I hated Roy. I think it was just his hair.
Why you hate Roy?
I get stupid, that spiky hair.
Why?
That phone's going to drive
Mandy's
me crazy.
Mandy's really angry somewhere.
It's
and
already
she's
then.
Not sure why.
They won't call back. Is that her calling me right now?
Probably. That's because she feels disturbed.
Mandy not being here for 2 weeks in a row because she's out floating on a river or something.
River,
she's on
ocean.
A beach right now, I think.
Oh
last
my
week
God.
She was on a
How great
a
it
river.
Must be to be white.
Call back to the beginning of the show.
Lindsay, who's your first?
Kirby. It's always Kirby and will always be Kirby because I enjoy stealing everyone else's powers and being able to turn into a rock midair and just smash people.
I think in the new game, he can turn into, doesn't he turn into the block from Breath of the Wild?
Yes. There's something to that effect.
It's one of the,
I haven't paid attention
It's like the things you pick up and with your little beam and throw. You play Breath of the Wild, Jesse.
I did, but I didn't know
Kirby turned
into
it. I think you're the only one amongst us
it.
To beat it. Well, except Ethan.
I was about to say, I thought Ethan beat it.
What?
Yeah, you beat it.
Oh, Breath of the Wild? Yeah.
I didn't. I never did beat
Ethan
it.
Ethan beat it twice, I think.
Plus, yeah. Kirby holds
once
his breath,
on the Wii
he
and
can
once
fly.
On the Switch, right?
Correct.
Yeah. But Kirby was always too floaty for me.
That's why I like him, because I just stay up in the air.
Playing against Lindsay, she'll just fly around and then just drop down when you're not expecting anything.
Pretty much. And I hope that somebody has a character with a gun, so that way I can just get your little blaster and go, boo, boo!
Ben's favorite character is also Kirby. Also, fun fact that I found out recently, if Kirby takes Falco's laser... Kirby is better with Falco's laser than Falco is.
I'm trying to remember who it was that asked. It may have been Asa or Bob, but I think it was Asa that was like, how is Falco not an echo of Star Fox? They're the exact same.
He was in Melee, but in Smash 4, or even in Brawl, they started to differentiate the character a lot, and by Smash 4, they were very different characters in how they play.
I always preferred Falco. He's not on my list, but I liked Falco. He was cool.
I like Kirby Falco because he gets a little beak and little feathers on his head, and he gets the gun.
And the feathers kind of look like a mohawk, uh-huh. And I'm like, oh.
Anybody have Kirby on their list other than her?
No.
Okay, I love good. Kirby.
My first one is a real man, Little Mac.
you were Simon very Belmont. Happy when they added him in.
Little Mac was my Simon Belmont first. When they announced him, I was like, oh, shit, Punch-Out's in the game. Because you refer to all characters from the Nintendo era
as the by game. Their title.
Yeah, he's not the best character because
you got pretty good with him though.
Yeah, until someone throws me off a ledge.
It looks like they're improving that in Ultimate though.
I sure hope so,
because that was something I did to Shannon a lot. Yeah, like whenever he was like, "All right, I'm going to play against you with all right, Shannon. You know what I'm going to do? We're going to the ledge. Now let's get away from that ledge."
That was my only downfall. And then that over B move that would just launch you and you couldn't. You just go. And if you miss, you just fall to the ground.
You would just go to the ledge.
Yeah.
And then Shannon would side B off the ledge.
Off the ledge. Because I'm trying to hit him with that knockout punch. But when you really get Little Mac going.
Oh, yeah.
He's a little tank.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He is. Because he can wreck you if he starts going. It's just.
Getting him there.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, especially not getting caught. Like, once you get caught as Little Mac, it's like, well, yep, here we go. And now I'm off the edge.
Now I'm just waiting for an opportunity. I really love multi-person matches because you can just beat the crap out of people when they're not looking. He hits really hard. And his, you know, he gets the knockout punch, which is just so much fun. Because once everybody sees you got the little KO, everybody starts like running. And they're just trying to avoid you. And I'm just jumping around, hitting B, constantly trying to hit somebody. When you connect and it goes ding ding. Such a good feeling.
What I always loved to do in Smash Wii U was make like a stage with as little ledges and places as possible and just dump like 8 Little Macs and just try to watch them
just beat each other up.
Survive on like little ledges and platforms, and they all just try to up me and they all just fall to their death.
That reminds me, Bob made a what was the game that had it where you could make your own levels? Was that
that was one of the first Melee.
One was
Brawl was the first
Brawl.
One.
First one was can you still do it?
Yeah.
I think you can do it on Smash 4.
Yeah.
Was it on Brawl we did it?
Yeah, because Bob... Because
he made the little torture box that you just it was died just,
it
in.
It was called The Room. And there was no... Like, you basically got in it, and then you couldn't get out. And, people would just sit in there and fight until they were up to, like, 999. Then you would hit one person, and they'd hit that one little spot that's open so people could get out, and they just fly through it. It was a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
So, but Little Mac... And, by the way, if you're going to play Little Mac, the only outfit is the pink hoodie. No other outfits are welcomed here.
I would really like the green hoodie if he wasn't. I don't know why they had to make him wireframe underneath it.
Because I know that's the original arcade version,
right? Like if you're in his perspective or whatever, like he's wireframe looking. But
still, yeah, I agree. I hate the wireframe. Yeah. I thought that was sucky. Ethan, what do you got first?
Honestly, first is Wario because I always loved that bike, and that's in Brawl back when they still tried to do tournaments. I remember like. Little 12-year-old Ethan getting third place with Wario. And then the guy in first was like, hey, kid, you're good with Wario. Stick with him. And I was like, oh.
Well, if only that guy had given you better advice. Hey, kid, stay in school.
Ethan graduated.
I did.
Hey, kid, don't eat that paint.
God damn it, Shannon.
I'll eat all the way. I'm only doing this because I absolutely hate Wario, and you know that. You know how much I hate Wario. I forget. Who did I team up with? I think I teamed up with Zach Kyrgios in the first tournament we ever did here.
Oh, no. He's bringing up this story.
Yeah, and you
this
play.
This makes me sad.
Because who are you teaming up with?
Either, like, my friend.
Was it Nate? I think it was. Was it Nate? I don't remember.
Maybe.
But he played as Wario, and he just kept driving back and forth on me. And I got frustrated. I'm just like, what the shit is this shit? This is so stupid. Yeah. I'm not good at dodging. That's the only downfall I have in fighting games. Is I don't dodge and I don't block. I fight. You want to fight? Or you want to block like a pussy?
You have the same strategy that I have in Pokemon. You don't need defensive moves.
No.
You just need offense.
All offense.
No one wins. No decks.
No one wins a fight with defense.
I've played UFC against you. You were way better at blocking and dodging than anybody else that played that game.
Well, that's a real fight.
Uh-huh.
Not this cuck-ass smash fighting.
Watch mouth.
It's the Thursday show. He can.
I can say whatever the goddamn hell I want.
I wasn't talking about the language.
Well, the term cuck?
No, I wasn't. No, I was just giving you shit because you're talking shit on Smash Brothers.
Oh, sorry. 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 Jesse,
how it's not really a fighting game?
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Sorry. Just, I prefer the mechanics in PlayStation All-Stars.
I'm surprised you managed to get that out without laughing halfway through. All right. So, yeah, my next one is going to have to be the Triple D Troll. DDD. He's going to roll on you.
He'll give you the D three times. That's another character that I love playing with Jesse, and I hate playing against him. And I love watching Jesse play people as DDD, because he'll knock them into the stratosphere, and then he'll just tumble over and pose. Uh-huh. And he'll sit there and wait for them to come at him.
And then they inevitably will.
Yeah, and then they just get hit again, and then he goes back to the pose. Like, what an asshole.
It's one of those things, like, DDD is not my best character, but... he is definitely, I make more people tilt with DDD than with any other character. Nobody gets as mad playing against me as they do when I play DDD.
Because he's so antagonistic. He's a troll.
I started playing that character as a joke, and I was like, man, this is kind of fun. And then I found that crouch, and I'm like, oh, he can't actually crouch. He lays down and smiles at you.
I love that fat fucking penguin.
I love that penguin so much.
Most irritating fucking person to fight against. Lindsay, what do you got?
We're going
to
keep the Kirby love going with Meta Knight.
That's legal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not in Brawl.
I actually really like my Meta Knight.
You're good with him. You're better with him than I think
my
you are with
Kirby. Hack and slash with my sword.
You don't have to rely on just sucking people off.
Wow.
When you're Meta Knight.
The sucking cuck.
Wow. You're actually fine. Yeah.
That came out wrong, Lindsay.
I do spam the tornado move a little too much, though.
That's all right. Smash Brothers is all about spamming. It should be called Spam Brothers. Wait, Jesse.
Well, I don't play against like people spam. That spam.
Wait, Jesse spams that pose. Meta Knight's really, really cool. I like Meta Knight. I will approve of that.
And Brawl, he was completely banned because he was super OP.
Is that why you liked him?
They made
him. Hey, I have to get an advantage somewhere. I suck at these games.
Yeah, he wasn't near as good in Smash 4, but in Brawl, like he was banned in tournaments because he was just ridiculously overpowered.
Yeah, that's one thing I liked about Smash Brothers, and I still like, is that like I consider myself to be a decent at video games, and I've played a lot of fighting games. And Lindsay and I can still play it together and have fun because it's easy enough that anyone can pick it up and play it. And then you can also get super deep into it like you guys do.
Oh, yeah, because there's a lot of modes in it where you can play super casually and with, like, fun rules. And, like Lindsay mentioned, Pokemon battles earlier. That's one of the most fun ways to play the game.
Uh-huh.
Just all Pokeballs and you pick a Pokemon trainer.
Yeah, just get a whole bunch of people in there with a bunch of Pokeballs. It's a lot of fun. And then, you can, if you wanted to, you can get way deeper into all of the mechanics.
Which I do not. You guys do, and that's why you're better than me. But not better than my next pick, the king of the Koopas, Bowser, a.k.a. Bowser Lesnar. Because Bowser's kind of, he's one of my many troll characters because he has a move where you just grab somebody and you fly up and down and suplex them. And that's Suplex City. And I'll count the number of suplexes I hit. And if you're not good at the game, it's really frustrating to constantly be grabbed and suplex. And here, one, two. And what I did to Calvin that day we were all here playing was I just immediately grabbed him off the edge and just dived.
And then the whole time, like, during it, you're just, Suplex City.
And Calvin looks at me like, why? Because we both had full health. Like, there was absolutely zero reason for me to do that. I'll tell you why, because fuck you, that's why.
Shannon just wants to take a motherfucker down.
Plus, it's Bowser. Bowser's so cool.
Bowser is another one of my favorite characters to play. He is super fun.
He gets saddled with all those kids. He's got to make a living somehow. He's just a single
dad. Take a peach.
He's just a single dad trying to make it. You know how hard it is to meet women when you're a king and also a giant turtle?
And being a king of turtles.
And your people are just like mushrooms and shit. Oh,
no one ever. They ain't paying taxes.
No, they don't have money. The way they make money in that kingdom is to hit blocks.
Yeah, but I said, no, Mario's stealing all their money. Like, what pitiful savings they've got. Mario's running through, bashing it, like breaking their piggy banks.
Maybe murdering they should people. Stop saving their money in blocks.
That, well, they don't have banks. Can you tell me a better way to store your coins?
They try to put question marks on it, and, you know, occasionally they'll booby trap it in hopes that Mario will quit, but he just never does. They even try to hide it in other unbreakable blocks.
He has an insatiable appetite for block breaking. It's actually a problem. Ethan.
Speaking of appetites, I like Pac-Man. I just like the way that Pac-Man plays. I thought the unique mechanics with him, calling back to a lot of the older, like, retro stuff. I was that was fun. I always had, yes, the waka 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 waka. I had a lot of fun with his side B, where he like throws out the dot and then he chases after the dot. You can control where he throws it out. It's just crazy stuff you can do with him.
How is Ms. Pac-Man not an Echo character for him?
Give it time.
Like, I'm sure they'll make it like maybe not an Echo, but give him like just one of his costumes is a ribbon.
Yeah,
like, I guess,
because that's all that separates him. Even the voice,
Pac-Man,
he doesn't just go
what
like.
What are you
waka, waka.
Doing?
Damn it!
What are you doing, Pac-Man?
Once you got Pac-Man in the game, and Mega Man, and Sonic, Mario, Little Mac, really the only one that was missing for me was Simon Belmont, because everybody else from the old Nintendo games and stuff were there. Are they missing anybody?
Even they added Duck Hunt in the last game.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. With the dog.
With the
That's
dog.
His name is Duck Hunt. Jesse, what do you got next?
My next one is going to be Mario.
Which one? Doc Mario?
Well, in Melee, whenever I got really serious into Melee, I was a Dr. Mario main. But in Smash 4, regular Mario was one of my... Like, he was probably my best character. I was good with other characters, but Mario was probably... Like, when I was at my peak, Mario was my best guy.
In the Star Spangled suit.
Oh, yeah, of course. If not in the Star Spangled suit, I liked the purple Mario. I don't know why. I just did. But, Mario's got everything I want in a character. He can dunk you. And, I mean, lots of in-air strings and stuff like that. He's super fun to play. And, again, I can't stress this enough. He can dunk you. And nothing is more satisfying than spiking someone.
Okay, so define dunk for people that may not know.
Okay, so basically, if you've ever played Smash Brothers at all, you know you get knocked off kind of the side. If you fall to the bottom, you're dead. So a lot of times, you know, you get knocked off, you jump, and there's a bunch of recovery stuff, or you can get back to the platform. If you spike someone, you basically go off the side with them and then shoot them with various aerial abilities into the ground. And Mario's in particular, a lot of them use their feet or a sword or something like that to spike him down. Mario does this like Superman punch and it just slams you down. So they call it dunking when Mario spikes you. And it's one of my favorite things ever.
That's why you like Asmodan.
Well,
no one likes Asmodan. Lindsay,
we're Pokemon running out of time. Trainer.
Okay.
But with that, I like using Ivysaur the best, because you get the bullet seed attack where someone gets above you and you just start shooting them.
Would you rather reverse? Well, as I said, would you rather reverse that? So instead of what is it? Squirtle.
It's Squirtle, Ivysaur, Charizard.
Yep.
I thought Charizard was its own character. Yeah, I guess.
Well, they did when they took Trainer out.
But since Trainer's back,
ooh, are they going to include both?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think they're putting them all into.
They're just kind of
Pokemon
moldy.
Trainer.
Yeah.
But I think they'll change it where you can start as whichever one you want.
But they said they included every character.
There was a way that you could pick which one you started as. There was like a button combo you could hit, but I don't remember what it was.
But they just got to look it up now, because they said they're including every character.
I actually had the roster up there.
It would be weird to take out Charizard just to put him in with the Pokemon Trainer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Like, I thought it was silly when I saw it, but... Yeah, as far as I know.
But also seems like a waste of a spot if it's just the exact same character.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And yeah, no, Charizard by himself is not in the game.
Hmm.
Interesting. Yeah, they took Charizard out and made him Pokemon Trainer again.
That's another fun thing. When you do the Pokemon game, everyone picks a Pokemon Trainer, and you're all in the background while your Pokemon fight, and then the Pokemon are throwing Pokeballs at each other. It's a good time.
It just gets crazy.
What I do like about the latest Smash Brothers is that the alternate for Pokemon Trainer is the female variant, yes, which I was like, that's cool.
Finally, I like that. You can play a girl. My next pick, we got to keep it going here because we got about 5 minutes left. Sonic the Hedgehog. Not the best character in the game, but he's really fast, and he's Sonic the Hedgehog. You know? Finally, Mario and Sonic aren't in some bullshit Olympic game. They could just pound the crap out of each other, which is what should have happened years ago during the console wars. And Sonic finally gives me that chance. Plus, he does that thing where he runs really fast and goes, "You're too slow." And if you do that enough to somebody, it riles them up real good.
Well, combine that with Jesse just doing the D-to-D-troll.
Well, that wasn't our team, though.
Yeah, no, we never did that team because we had the... What was that? The Thunder and Lightning.
Thunder and Lightning.
Ganon. I played Ganon and Shannon would play Sonic.
So Jesse would just sit there and beat him up and I would just zip back and forth to distract him. And occasionally I'd get some free shots in and then I'd run to the side and Jesse would grab them while they're chasing me. And
yeah. I was about to say, it was really funny when they're like, "I got to hit this Sonic. Oh, where did Ganon come from?" Oh, he got there eventually. You just had to wait a second.
I was the I was the prostitute. Jesse was the pimp that follows with a knife. I put him in position and then Jesse strikes. Ethan.
Going with
this is why,
like,
you should have prepared.
I thought of it. I just can't form words properly in my brain.
That's great for a podcast.
Yeah, thank you. So Luigi, I really just... Shannon's shaking his head.
Yeah, I'm with him.
Every character I hate, you're just hitting them. You're just hitting them.
Really? Why do you hate Luigi?
Because he's Luigi. Because of that stupid planking.
The planking?
Oh, the...
Hold on, there's three things that I hate Luigi for. The planking, the side B, the launch headbutt.
Oh, yes.
And then the worst thing is a stupid-ass uppercut, where it's just every once in a while it'll hit you so hard it'll just blast you in the
outside.
It's
a sweet spot.
Yep.
Like if you sweet spot Luigi's uppercut, it's kind of like Jigglypuff's rest. Yeah, if you sweet spot it, you get the screaming sound, there's fire, and it just launches.
Would you be amazed how many times I got hit with that when I play against Luigi? Apparently, I have the biggest goddamn target spot.
You know who you played against?
Who was it, Ethan?
It was me.
I know.
I love you. one of my favorite memories was when Jesse and I went up to...
The one where down to Sykeston?
Yeah, down to Sykeston, and we just... It was just me and Jesse just going at it. Mario versus Luigi, the classic, like, civil rivalry. I don't remember what happened, but I'm just like...
I can field that question for you, what happened. What happened is that Ripley tore Mario's heart out with his tail, and then Death literally cut Luigi's soul from him.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the Mario Brothers.
I know that was... We went to those... Sykeston Smash tournaments, and it was usually like me, Ethan, Steven, and Pat, and we always went top four.
Yeah, so did you say it was awful? It was
it
just
wasn't
awful.
Yeah. It's just there weren't very many people,
yeah,
and they didn't have very many setups, and we always felt bad because we would just go down there and take their money and leave.
Fucking big time, big city hustlers going down and mess with these people.
They invited us because they had come up to the Cape ones a couple of times. But yeah, there were a couple of brothers down there that were pretty good. But yeah, in general, like, we would go down there, we would take top four, and we would go home. And yeah, I do remember that one. I don't remember because we traded. Like, Ethan would beat me a few times, I would beat him a few times. I'm sure something happened with either Mario or Luigi's bullshit up smash, because that's how a lot of those kills happen. But yeah, either way, it was always a fun time.
But yeah, definitely Luigi, just because, well, also, I just always loved Luigi. He was the underdog of the Mario Brothers.
Yeah, but so, at some point, the underdog becomes the more popular one because of counterculture, and then that's when I start to hate him. And that's why I hate him.
I got you.
I was so glad when Death literally murdered him.
I cried. Like, that made me, like, tear up and cry.
I'll be honest, I teared up a little bit, too.
I was like,
with
what?
Joy. Jesse.
My last
got about 2 minutes left. So let's
say my last one's going to be another Fire Emblem character.
Oh no, you got two more, buddy.
Oh, two. Oh God. Well, I'm going to go ahead and hit up Ike now, because I already said
two Fire Emblem characters.
Yeah, because Ike is another one of my mans. I just love Ike. He was super fun to play. He's another one of those big slow guys, but he has some deceptive quickness about him, and he's just really, really fun to play.
Does he use a sword?
Yeah.
I was just clarifying.
Yeah, the only one that doesn't use a sword is...
Korin.
No, Korin has a sword. They all have a sword. They all have swords.
Well, doesn't one have a book?
And a sword, yes.
Oh, shit. All right, Lindsay, we're going to move it over to you.
Well, I've already said the three that I actually play as. I've tried playing as Jigglypuff. because I like Jigglypuff, but I'm terrible at it. I just kind of roll around.
Then you're doing it. You're doing your job. That's literally all he does. And then you go to sleep and you pull a marker sometimes out and draw on people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was about to say, if you can get her rest on someone, there's few things more satisfying in that game than resting someone.
But what sense does that make? That Jigglypuff goes to sleep so you die immediately? Where's the logic in that in this game about
Jigglypuff
characters from different video games fighting each other?
Jigglypuff is literally sleeping on him and is super effective.
All right, my next one is Mr. Game & Watch.
Yay.
That's my favorite troll character, because what I'll do is I'll just flip sausages constantly.
And hit him with a 9.
And then hit him with a 9, and people get nervous when I'm just sitting there swinging the thing over and over again.
You're like, get it. Wiz going to get the 9.
And then when you hit the 9, you ring the bell. I love playing the tournaments because I would hit people and I hit them with the 9 or whatever, and then I'd run to the opposite corner, ring the bell at them. And I'm not very good at it, but oh, they get so irritated. And the most fun part about Smash Brothers is irritating your friends.
True.
Or complete strangers.
Yes.
And Mr. Game & Watch did that for me. So, Ethan, really quick, what do you got? Last one.
Rob.
You have two more.
Oh, yes.
Rob the Robot?
Rob the Robot, because that was the character I got decent with, mainly because nobody really plays as him. And not a lot of people play against him.
I wanted to play as him. I was just terrible.
Yeah.
I didn't do Gyromite right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Rob.
Jesse.
Ganondorf is going to be... Oh, no. Toon Link. Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Toon Link. Because I like
now,
both of them
Mandy's
a lot.
Mandy's now happy somewhere.
No, she likes Young Link.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Never mind.
And there is a difference.
I know.
Just ask her. No,
I know.
I just like Toon Link a lot. He's a super fun play. I like regular Link a lot, too, but I was just always better with Toon Link. So I've got to go that route. And then, yeah, Ganon would be the tie there, because Ganon was just always really fun and satisfying to play. But I was never, like, great with him. But Toon Link I was actually competitive with.
Last one.
Pichu with his little blue goggles.
Okay.
And I just like him for his little blue goggles, because I also am terrible with Pichu.
And he's adorable. Mine's also because it's adorable. Zero Suit Samus.
That's a different kind of adorable.
It is definitely a different kind of adorable, but skin tight suit, blonde, bombshell, yeah. And plus I was half decent as her, but she's so weak. So weak, but it didn't matter because you could pause the game when no one was playing with you and you could turn the camera.
Or you'd just pause it anyways when we were playing.
Yeah, but that was...
It's funny how they added a crawling animation for her in Brawl.
God damn it. My most popular image on DeviantArt was a picture I took from the game where I was playing as Zero Suit Samus, and she was she had Snake
by the collar
and about to slap him. Yeah, and like I had so that was my most popular thing on DeviantArt. And how sad is that as an artist, Ethan?
Oh my gosh, so many choices.
It is. Pick one of them.
Young Link.
Okay, good. All right, that's it for the show tonight. Fuck Link. All right, we're going to be back on Sunday with Nerd Up, where Jesse's going to regurgitate a lot of this information, because I know Aso's going to want to talk about it too. Dalton, maybe. Who knows if he's there.
Yeah, anyway. I don't know who's going to be on Sunday.
Yeah,
it could be any people. It could be anyone. I know Ace is going to be there.
It could be. It's a mystery. It's a bloody mystery. All right, you guys have a great night. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Sunday for Nerd Up. And if you haven't already, go check out those trailers online for Smash Brothers and Red Dead Redemption 2. Otherwise, take care of you guys. Take care of yourself. Guys, Ethan, say later.
Later.